The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, speaking of voodoo science, the secret serum in Liberia is not so secret anymore. We got news on that. Ebola trending. Is it? Is it still in, is it still inducing fear in your body, in your mind, in your spirit? Or are you ready to walk through this fear and recognize that you are not susceptible when you live right, when you do the right thing? No, that's not a statement of ignorance nor arrogance. It's a statement of fact. But what is that right thing? That's what we cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, my friends. Thank you for being here. One more hour to go this afternoon. Then we go back into our evening editions, Monday through Friday, on naturalnewsradio.com and GCN Live, GCNLive.com, our syndicator and podcast around the world. We'll get more into that. The phone lines are open, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We've got Ebola. No, not on tap, but we're going to talk about it. We've got some extreme medicine where they're searching for the new antibiotics. You'll never guess. Yeah. And then what about giving babies antibiotics? What does that do? We're going to talk about that. Plus, major league question of the day, gastrointestinal health. I haven't talked about the Silver Aloe Protocol in a while. I bet you people are saying, how come he's not talking about that much anymore? Well, I am today. It's time. It's right. We're right for it. And it's all in Unlock the Power to Heal. UnlockThePowerToHeal.com. Also, just not even announced officially, but I'm going to tell you right now, if I can get my calendar open, we do have an event scheduled for South Florida. And it's going to be really cool because it's going to be me and Liam Sheff and Paul Bertero. We're going to do Unlock Your Power to Heal. And, of course, Liam's going to do the Myths of Modern Medicine and Science. I will talk about unlocking the power to heal. Paul Bertero will talk about the power of hydrating and how hydrogen plays a very special role in this form of water that we do with the Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com. And this is going to be an extraordinary triple header. And it looks like it's going to be, let me see if I have it in my calendar. I'm looking at the months now in September. Looks like the 14th. Could that be the case? Is it going to be the 14th? Yes, it is. 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the afternoon. So, in fact, it'll be a few weeks from now on a Sunday. We'll do our live broadcast from South Florida at the Raw Oasis, West Broward Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. And that's the 14th of September. Mark your calendars. Thanks to Amanda Haley and Dr. Michael Haley at Aloe One to help us out. Probably have some sovereign silver there. We'll speak of silver because that's a big part of this Ebola story, Ebola scare. And so we got to talk Ebola, though. What is a secret serum? Is it a secret sauce made from ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, and a little bit of herbs and spices? Or is it some kind of vampire blood mix from
all this
true
time,
blood?
What? We did not know that KFC was the cure for Ebola.
Yeah, original or extra crispy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Listen, am I just so cynical about the pseudoscience of voodoo science coming out of the World Health Organization and the CDC? You know, they're saying, oh, we delivered the secret serum last Friday to Monrovia, the Liberian capital, and we're going to give it to some folks there. What is this? And it's like coming in a paper bag and a plastic bag, and there's like three guys with hazmat suits on and two guys who are not. So I'm like, what's the deal? Is it you need a you know, some kind of helmet on or not? And the drug is a mix of monoclonal antibodies called ZMAP. And it has been tested in animals but not studied for safety or efficacy in humans. Where's the FDA on this one, right? Going after Dr. Bronner's for daring to mention that coconut oil can elevate HDL, and that's good for heart health. But, well, no, it's okay. Let's a ZMAP serum, sure. Let's rush that through from MAP Biopharmaceutical of San Diego.
And here's the ironic thing about Dr. Bronner's. He was pointing towards clinical research that had been done that proved that it was okay and it was good. Here we've got a drug that has no real clinical research, and that's being given to people because it's an emergency, right?
Right. It's an emergency. When there's an emergency, the rule of necessity has no law, except that if you have a natural substance like silver, you cannot claim that it cures anything, especially Ebola. But we will, and we do here. Now, is there a big fear, a fear-mongering, a hype? Yes, there is. There's a reason for that, because Big Pharma needs you to be frightened. Needs you to believe that they are the go-between for salvation, right? Biological, physiological, immunological salvation. It's their form of Jesus, the vaccine or the drug. That's their form of it. And that's why I say, you may worship in church on Sundays, but the rest of the week you may inadvertently be duped into being a member of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism if you believe the lies about secret serum curing Ebola. And then we have the big story from Natural News today just came out. And this is Mike talking about this nanosilver because Rima Liebau, I never get that right, but she's a medical doctor. She's married to General Stubblebine, the guy who was inspiring the story, The Men Who Stare at Goats. So there's a lot of interesting things behind there. But she's been a very outspoken health freedom advocate over the years. I've met her and talked to them both, and they're touting the virtue of what they call nanosilver. And she was interviewed on our friend's network, Gary Franchi, Next News Network, about this, and she says, it's nanosilver, it's not colloidal silver, it's not da-da-da-da. And I'm like, all right, you know, I've been studying this for over 10 years, very firsthand, working with this stuff clinically. I know the pathways that are involved here. And, you know, to Mike Adams' credit, he doesn't come out and say yay or nay. He says, so what's the real story on nanosilver? He says, honestly, I don't know yet. I'm going to tell you the real story about nanosilver. I know the backstory here. And I've investigated, I've looked at the nanosilver under transmission electron microscope. And there are certain batches that come out that look okay. And then there are others that look like train wrecks under the microscope. It's very, as far as my experience in analyzing this, has been very inconsistent. I don't want that inconsistency. I want to know what I'm getting. Because if you're saying nanosilver, remember, it's a marketing term. It's not nano means what? Is it 1 nanometer? Is it 1,000 nanometers? A nanometer is a billionth of a meter. Why have I been outspoken in my support of, for instance, sovereign silver at 10 parts per million or Argentin 23 at 23? Because I've analyzed it over the years. I know what's being manufactured. I know the consistency. I know the particle size is there to interact in that way. And I know it's there every time. That's the kind of strict quality control standards that exist there. Now, that is not to say that other forms of colloidal silver would not have some benefit as well, because there's always going to be some small particle there, percentage-wise. It may be a smaller percentage of the total, but that little bit may be of some help to you. But you've got to take everything with that proverbial grain of silver or salt, or if you combine the two, silver and salt, I want to avoid it. But the silver is very real. If the particles are small enough and actively charged, they can, in fact, neutralize the viral coat. They can stop it from replicating. They can penetrate a virus and bind to the DNA, and that stops it from replicating. But none of that gets to the heart of the reason you're having this viral expulsion and expression from within. And that goes to the heart of what I'm talking about with selenium deficiencies, with overburdening of the system with toxins and sewage in the streets and contaminated water, all the things that the people on the African continent have been dying of for hundreds, if not thousands of years, playing themselves out in an acute fashion. may be exacerbated by the medical voodoo priests of the WHO when they come in with their vaccinations. To reduce population for what purpose? To exploit the natural resources of any given country, whether it be gold, oil, natural gas, or whatever. And so this story on Ebola is much larger than Ebola. It's much larger than medicine. It's about fear-mongering. It's about population reduction. And listen, what I say, hats off to Dr. Labau for standing up and speaking out. She's never been soft-spoken on this, and I respect her for that immensely. But I also have appeared on the Next News Network. In fact, I think, Super Don, did you link it out through the social media? I don't know, Twitter or Facebook, about my video interview about the hype and the fear and the germ theory versus the law of the terrain. Perspectives that we share, even in the new media, you've got fear mongers that are trying to sell product. And, you know, people might accuse me, oh, you're just trying to sell product. I'm not selling anything. If you want to get stuff, I'm happy. If you want to get some from Labau and her, great. I would rather have you get some of that than get nothing at all. But again, I write about this as well in Unlock the Power to Heal with Ty Bollinger. We try to give perspectives on the entire terrain. How do we restore integrity to it? So, the NanoSilver story, we will complete it here. If you have questions about it, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The secret serum, not so secret anymore, it's the ZMAP. Am I missing anything, Super Don?
No, just one really quick note. Another great article that was put out on Natural News, this ZMAP. It's made in genetically modified tobacco.
Interesting,
and
yes.
This ZMAP that they're giving to people, it contains derivatives of this GM tobacco that bears a striking resemblance to earlier experimental drugs that use the same technology, and those failed miserably. They caused cancer. They caused elephantitis. Mm-hmm. And as it said in the previous article, there hasn't been any clinical research done on humans, yet we're putting the ZMAP out here that it's pretty
patented,
scary.
It's genetically modified. Stuff. Yeah, and they'll promote it. They'll not promote natural things. In fact, we have it linked up in the show notes. Beware fake Ebola treatments on the Internet, according to the FDA. But they're saying nothing about this ZMAP being an unproven experimental fake treatment for Ebola that can cause elephantitis and cancer potentially. So this is the kind of disservice that is being done to you by your own government, by your own federal agencies that are messing around in places they have no business messing around in, and all they're doing is securing the marketplace for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, making you bow down and sacrifice your children to the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. Not here, not now, not ever. But oh my God, are we running out of antibiotics? I'm not worried about it, are you? Well, they are, and they're looking for a place to find more. You'll never guess where they're looking. We'll reveal that after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. HempMeds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. HempMeds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with HempMeds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from HempMeds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Okay, from the secret serum that can give you elephantitis, all the way to antibiotics that no longer work. Here we go. The search for not the Yeti in the truck stop in northern Michigan, but the search for new antibiotics is taking us to unusual places, evidently. No longer are they looking for genetically engineered super bug killers. Well, maybe they still are, but they're recognizing they can't out-create the bugs faster than the bugs eat every new creation that they come out with in terms of antibiotics. So they're having to look somewhere you would never know. Is this going to, like, say, reinitialize the space race? Is NASA involved in this one, Superdon? Are they going to outer space to find out some new antibiotics?
No,
do we have any?
No. Millennium P32 space modulator antibiotics.
Do we have any of that up in Mars?
You just love doing that, don't you? Yeah, you know what?
I don't get to do it often.
Believe it or not, they're not going to outer space. Yeah. They're going to inner space.
Inner space? Where are they going? Into your ear canal looking for wax with antimicrobial properties? What are they doing?
Believe it or not, these dogs are going back to nature. This is
not nature!
Day.
No!
I swear to you, this is not
they're going to nature!
Day. They're looking to nature.
Yes. Oh, yes. Mervyn Bibb, a professor of molecular microbiology, he says natural products fell out of favor in the pharmaceutical sphere. No, really? Is that? Mm-hmm. Wow, they just discovered that. But now he says it's the time to look again. Yahoo! Go to the health food store. It's already there. Can't do that. But he says we need to think ecologically, which traditionally people have been doing. Ironically, traditional indigenous people have been trying to do that, but they've been run roughshod over by the voodoo priests of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And they're saying, wow, it's really rough in Africa. We can't rely on these antibiotics because after operations, they're not even working anymore. Well, have you looked at silver? No, no, we actually got to go deeper than that. We're going to the Marianas Trench and digging up the dirt from 20,000 leagues under the sea and see if Captain Nemo can come up with a new rectal implant. I mean, this is the crazy stuff they're actually talking about. We're going to nature.
Yeah.
Never mind that we wouldn't be alive today if we didn't already have the natural way to resist and overcome. It's called your microflora, and it's in your gut, unless
this is kind
it's
of
been
a
wiped out
bag,
by doctors.
Though. Isn't it? Wouldn't you? I mean, it's like,
so?
On the one hand, it's like, yeah, okay, we've already known, and, you know, we already know how to do these things and stuff. But I'm rather, I don't know if I'm pleased or amused or what, that these guys, these scientists, are now looking at things like bug guts and flower petals and you know.
They're already putting it in candy. Come on.
Yeah.
It's a mixed
kind of
colostomy bag is what it is. It's a mixed colostomy bag, Super Don.
They're not trying to reinvent the wheel. They're actually going back to nature and looking at these things in nature to try and come up with some way to save their asses because they screwed everything up with all the synthetic crap, you know?
Yeah. Well, have they heard of fecal transplants? I think they all need them. Brain to fecal transplants for these doctors. Because I'm telling you, we already have the ability to deal with infectious disease. They just don't want to see it. Why? Because it's not profitable to them. Homeopathic medicine, fractions of a penny on the dollar. Can't patent it. Silver, colloidal silver, silver hydrosol. I guess you could patent the process, but anybody can make it. Not profitable. Unless they can sew it on. Like Peter Pan's shadow to an existing antibiotic, they're not going to endorse silver because it's too cheap and too available for anybody and everybody. Probiotics? Well, yeah, but they want exclusive domain. That's why this whole fecal transplant issue has come about because, you know, now doctors can control it, right? Prescription only, fecal transplant. And this is where we come to that so-called full circle that we're seeing here. Well, we're going back to nature. Well, why'd you abandon it in the first place?
Right.
Because you're arrogant, you're egotistical, and you think you can play God. You think you're smarter than the Creator. No, the people who are smart on planet Earth learn from creation, observe the natural world, and try to do as that natural world does instead of trying to conquer it all the time and then creating the very super bugs that came from the same dunderheads who are now going back to nature to say we could save you from it.
Yeah. Although when they're going to nature, what are they looking for? They're looking for new antibiotics. So they're still kind
of
going the wrong way, but at least they're looking at flowers and bugs now, right?
Right. Send them down to the bottom of the sea, give them a little air, give them a little tank, let them stay there for a while. Maybe they come up and think differently. All right, we've got another segment coming up. It's question of the daytime. Also, I asked the question, what happens when you give a baby antibiotic? You could be setting them up for some weighty issues later. We'll get into that. Silver Aloe Protocol, yeah, you wanted it. We're going to give it to you again. Unlock the power to heal. Be right back.
Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Whoa! This is big! By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert. He is tenacious, isn't he?
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you're an old fan of the Robert Scott Bell Show, or a young fan, or a new fan, whatever you want to say, here on Sunday, this is where we started all those years ago. It's additional 5 days of the week. Mondays, we do advanced medicine with Dr. Rashid Bittar. Wednesdays, we typically go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, co-author of the book Unlock the Power to Heal, with me. And Fridays, we do a little healing revolution with Dr. Frank King. And lots of stuff in between. We've got some great guests scheduled in the coming weeks. We've got some remote locations we'll be at. I mentioned South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, coming up, I think, the 14th of September 14th of September. How many Sundays is that from now? It's like three or four Sundays from now that we'll be down in Fort Lauderdale, the 14th of September. I don't know how to equate that on the calendar. But I do know.
Four Sundays from now.
You have four Sundays to get your aspirin down to Fort Lauderdale to see me, Liam Sheff, and Paul Bertero, thanks to our good friends at Aloe One, aloe1.com. That's the aloe I use in the aloe protocol, silver aloe protocol. We'll get into momentarily. But first and foremost, we got the kids. We're worried about the kids. You worried about the kids, like Hillary Clinton is worried about enslaving the kids. The village. Granted, I don't have a problem with, you know, families and extended families sharing responsibility and helping kids to grow up and, you know, giving parents a break. Nothing wrong with that. But when you turn your children over to the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, first they hammer them with toxic vaccines, then they hammer them with antibiotics. And there's a cost associated with that. And it's not just the fact that they're bringing on antibiotic-resistant strains of bugs, superbugs as they like to call them, but they're also setting the stage for some weighty issues later in life. We have this linked up in the show notes. Could giving babies antibiotics be linked to obesity later in life? Study finds evidence drugs reprogram how the gut works. So while the dunderheads are all busy trying to figure out how will we get new antibiotics, we should be instead abandoning the whole concept, except in extreme cases, and embrace nature again. Not just, oh, we'll look for nature and then we'll create antibiotics based on what we see. The reality is when you are strong and vital and healthy, you have a natural resistance to infection, and should you succumb temporarily, you can overcome it. But that's not the game that's being played in Big Pharma. And the thing is about these antibiotic resistance, they are not interested in a big way in developing new drugs because they're not as profitable. Because people don't stay on antibiotics forever. Unless, of course, they can be convinced to do so if they have Lyme disease or colitis and Crohn's and irritable bowel and leaky gut. And then they exacerbate the original condition that was likely caused by these antibiotics. And eventually they'll lead you down the road to what? Gastroenterological or colorectal surgery. Again, coming up in a moment, we got a question of the day. But can you imagine? Now, I don't know how I got it. I was the poster boy for antibiotics. I didn't get fat or obese, so I'm not saying that this will work this way in every child that has been on them. But if you have that proclivity for putting on weight and you've reprogrammed your gut ecology in such a way that it doesn't digest and absorb and detoxify nutrients appropriately or toxins and metabolites or metabolic waste appropriately, you are, in fact, going to alter your future and not in a good, healthy way. Is that what you get out of this, Super Don, as you read this story?
Yeah, it's interesting. But I think what we've stumbled across here is another I told you so from Robert Scott Bell, right?
Call Jerry Doyle.
You know, yeah, I mean, really. I mean, you've been saying this for how long? A couple weeks?
A few years. Since 1999 in broadcast media, anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, imagine that. Antibiotics are even worse for you than we realize.
Yay. The study showed that disrupting the microbiome in the early stages of life causes these long-term changes. We know that because the gut microbiome is responsible for so many things. It's like the intelligence in the universe coming through the microbes. It's like the rats that invented the Earth in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, except it wasn't rats. Those are way too big. It's the bugs in your gut. It's the microflora.
Here's something I think you might not agree with, though, and I don't know. I'm reading this, and they use the word permanent in this paragraph. Now, remember, this is Dr. Martin Blaser. We talked about Martin Blaser not terribly long ago, and I'm trying to remember what it was that we were talking about. It wasn't good, whatever it was. But,
he's from the NYU Human Microbiome Program. I know, that's why we were talking about him. Yeah,
so anyway, if you look at this paragraph here at the end here, what happens is they found that the microbes, after you stop giving the baby, or in this case it was mice, the antibiotics, the microbes normalize, but the effects on the host metabolism are permanent. So my question to you would be, is it indeed permanent? Or is there a way that you can actually reverse that and get the metabolism going the way that it should?
Yeah, the permanent state of dysfunction, I call bullfrog on that.
Yes, I thought you might.
Yeah. Bull snot. We can say that on the air. I don't have to get bleeped.
Okay. All right.
No doubt. No, you can correct this. And the reprogramming can be done not only by introducing the healthy flora, but correcting the imbalance within the gastrointestinal tract, as well as using the homeopathic signaling methods that we have when we do the upper GI, lower GI formulations from King Bio. Again, all of this is listed in Unlock the Power to Heal. I think you'll enjoy it if you haven't picked it up yet. UnlockThePowerToHeal.com or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other booksellers online can get you plugged in. But that leads us to something that I'm prepping for in just a moment here. So, Super Don, stretch out the thing. I got to find this one clip that
stretch
I wanted to play.
Stretch out the thing.
Stretch out the thing. You know how they when they go, stretch out, keep talking. It's like, you're like an Emmy Award ceremony.
Okay, all right.
Super Don, go ahead. Say thank
the music.
You. Yes.
You know, the thing that I take away from this is that if indeed it is true that the antibiotics are doing this, and if they are linking this to obesity, this is a huge story. You talk about the obesity epidemic in this country, and they keep trying to point fingers at, you know, oh, it's because of this, or it's because of that. You know, it's because we're not moving enough. Michelle Obama needs to, you know, do the funky chicken and you know, replace Fritos with carrot sticks and all this stuff. If it turns out that it's because we've been giving the babies the antibiotics, holy cow. I mean, that makes allopathic medicine responsible for obesity.
Oh,
that's
exactly.
Going to be one big fat
just like allopathic medicine was responsible for Robin Williams' death as we started the show today. Doctor-assisted suicide. So that means if you're not calling me, we're calling you. Actually, it's time for...
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, question time. I was leading to that, stretching you out so we could find the clip for you and make
now,
it fun. But,
now I know what you were using me for. Okay.
Yes, I just use and abuse Super Don when he's not looking. But he makes it sound good because that came from Super Don. Dear Robert, I'm 27 and I was diagnosed with left side ulcerative colitis in December of 06. All right, so that's what, 8 years ago? And she's 27, so at 19, left-sided ulcerative colitis. So why, 8 years later, does she still have it? Well, in late 2012, she started having symptoms of what felt like a bad flare-up, but many tests showed that the ulcerative colitis was not fully active. Doctors said it was IBS. Oh, I get it. This is from Marissa. She's been under the care of medical doctors. That's why she's not cured, 8 years later. In March of 2013, she somehow got C. diff, Clostridium difficile. What did a doctor do? Did they give it to her? Well, you can bet she's been on antibiotics. What else has she been on? She says, as my symptoms did not improve through colonoscopy in May, she found out that the disease had spread to the entire colon with severe activity. They started her on 40 milligrams of prednisone and Remicade. Remember what I said in the book? The path, if you will, to colostomy bags. The road to colostomy bags paved with antibiotics and prednisone and even Remicade, another powerful chemotherapeutic agent. That's not very therapeutic. My body rejected the Remicade, she said, and she stopped that in February. She got a lupoid reaction while trying Simpone and 50 milligrams of, I don't know, so I can't even follow all this stuff of the Simpone. The doctor stopped that drug, and she's still on that and Asacol every day. She's steroid dependent on 30 milligrams right now, tapering from 60 milligrams, taking amitriptyline at night for the IBS. Since it's been over 15 months on different levels of the prednisone, my doctor wants me off of it. Well, Marissa, it's a miracle you're alive to call, to contact. But every time I get down to less than 10 milligrams on the prednisone, she flares up badly because the doctors have done nothing but suppress you. Her insurance won't pay for the newest and last drug option. Thank God for that. That's all I'm saying. The reason she's in this much trouble, she probably had good medical insurance. Finally, it topped off, and now she's reaching out to the Robert Scott Bell Show. So the next obvious option for me is to have the surgery, she says. I started the silver hydrosol allo protocol a few days ago. I'm desperate to try anything before having my entire colon removed. Well, God bless you for wanting to save your colon now. And I'm glad to hear. I'm not berating her. By the way, I'm just telling you, I have actually talked with her off the air prior to going on the air with this. want to let you know that. But question for you, she's had bowel movement frequency increase. Is it die-off? What's going on? Listen, she is now starting that, endeavoring to, in a very desperate situation, to recover. And the Silver Aloe Protocol can have immediate impact, including the increase in elimination patterns, other things as you're killing off the bad guys, the yeast and other things that have overgrown. So why I talk about taking extra selenium, for instance, is so very important to open up the pathways of elimination. And if you're not sure what I utilize, then read my book, Unlock the Power to Heal. Go to Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Get some Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to replenish at night, because the Silver Aloe Protocol is so simple. It's 1 to 2 tablespoons of the silver hydrosol we love here, and 1 to 2 tablespoons or more of the aloe vera juice we love here, which is from Aloe One, A-L-O-E-1.com, Stockton Aloe One. And they'll hook you up, and they'll send it to you fresh, frozen, no preservatives, as clean as the day it was made. And they're at 866-691-0201, 866-691-0201. She tried probiotics before. It didn't work. You know why? Because it couldn't live in that inhospitable environment ravaged by antibiotics, prednisone, and other chemo drugs. You cannot put the good guys into the desert when they're designed to live in the rainforest. So there you go. A little bit of insight on the Silver Aloe Protocol. Marissa, I appreciate you calling in. We'll be following up with her off the air as well. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. All the links. We'll be back. And what are we going to talk about next? Hacking vehicles? What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook, The Power to Hydrate, is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, remember, on your calendars, mark the September 14th edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. 4 Sundays from now, we got a major health event scheduled from 3 in the afternoon to 7 Eastern Time. It'll be right after this broadcast, 4 weeks from now, at the Raw Oasis, 5227 West Broward Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33317. And thank you to Amanda Haley at Allo1, Allo1.com. If you have questions, give them a call. And I think we've linked up them in the show notes. If not, we'll need to add that or send it out in the social media. So if you want to participate, it's not just me. It is Liam Sheff and Paul Berterra scheduled. We got a great round lineup down there in South Florida. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. Now, today we've got to wrap it up with a public service announcement. A public service announcement. What is this about? It's about buying cars. Come on now, get your cars.
That's what we don't talk about normally.
No, we don't. You know what? I'm going to say this. Get your car from Cuba. After this story, you're going to want to get your car from Cuba because all of their cars are from the 1940s and 50s, and they're keeping them running. And guess what? They don't have any computers on board to be hacked. This is incredible. Natural News covered it. Yeah, drive an old Studebaker. The Mail Online also covered this. The 20 most hackable cars are revealed. A hackable car. When you think of, like, hacking a car, you think of, like, a hijack, don't you? Carjacking. Remember the day?
Yeah.
Carjacking.
Yeah.
Look out. Don't pull.
Yeah.
This is different.
This is weird. And, you know, listen, the cars, more and more as time has gone on, they become more computerized, more high-tech. You know, I mean, a car breaks down, now you got to take it to a special dealer because a computer chip, you know, isn't working right, you know, and stuff. And apparently, there are a number of cars here that somebody with a laptop can wirelessly connect to your car if you have one of these vulnerable cars on this list. And it can do anything from unlock the car so that they can steal it to press on the accelerator, tighten the seat belts. Flash, you know, the headlights on and off. I mean, it's rather scary when you look at the capabilities here.
Well, they talk about the attack surface of a car, the network architecture, and something called cyber physical. When they say cyber physical, does that mean the ability to hack a car and impact, like, the brakes or the keys?
The cyber physical component that they're talking about here are like the automated braking, the parking sensors. These can all be controlled
by using wireless. Dude, that's really scary.
Yeah. You know, bring back the day of my 1969 Chevelle Super Sport. I had not the original 396 engine in it. It had a high-performance 327 small-block Chevy engine, but I could literally hold a dance party under the hood.
Oh, it was so big.
There's so much room. You could work around it, and it wasn't really electronic other than, you know, you'd rotate the distributor cap if the timing was off. There was electrical stuff there.
I had an old Chevy pickup, you know, and that was just then you pop the hood open, you climb inside, and you work on
it. I didn't know you were a redneck, too.
I was not a redneck. I just like Chevy trucks.
You had a pickup.
I did have a pickup.
Did you have a gun rack?
It was a classic. No, it was a classic step side.
A step side, huh?
Yeah, it was a 1973 baby blue step side with the wood inlay in the bed in the back.
That makes you a metrosexual.
It does?
I think. It sounds like it to me.
I did use hair gel, but anyway.
Did you have California glass packs on yours?
I did not.
I did.
I had really cool riveted rims, though.
The Jewish redneck growing up in Stone Mountain.
Anyway, listen, if you look at this list, these are not like strange, weird, exotic cars. I mean, there are people probably listening to this right now that may have one of these cars. We're talking about the Jeep Cherokee. We're talking about the Ford Fusion. A Dodge Ram pickup truck, the Chrysler 300, very popular car. I know a lot of people probably listening might have a Prius. The Toyota Priuses are like this. You've got the Dodge Viper, Honda Accord LX. There's Honda Accord LXs all over the place. That's an extremely
Wasn't as hackable as some it looks like on this list, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. But the BMW X3, you mentioned the Prius, Audi, A8, and some high-end cars. Top of the list
was the 2014 Jeep Cherokee. Apparently seems to be the most hackable vehicle.
So we urge you now to go back to Cuba to get your cars. And if you can't make it over the 90-mile stretch from Key West to get the car back, then make your own. Go back, go reclaim stuff out of the junkyard.
In all seriousness, though, if you happen to have one of these cars, do something. Do what you need to go to your dealer. You need to get this thing checked
out. Hack attack. Block that hack attack. Also, maybe we can talk with Paul Bertiero with the hydrogen water that we're talking about with the ecosystem. Maybe we can run our cars on that stuff one day. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be back on Monday for Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bitar. He's back from his world travels, hopefully not too weary. And, of course, a great broadcast, Week of Healing, guests galore, and upcoming events. Stay in tune with us at robertscottbell.com. And we'll keep reminding you the God's honest truth. And you know what it is here, my friends. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.